It's honesty hour again. Listen, if I wasn't talking to you, I'd be talking to myself, so... I'm honestly glad that I have this place to share thoughts, because I seriously think this would be a great conversation. Okay, where's my head at? I just woke up and... I was going on my phone, and that's really annoying, and I wish I wouldn't do that. I'm trying to get out of that habit. I did get out of that habit at some point, but I'm back on it again. So it's usually on the weekends because that's when I don't have structure. Anyway, this is the mind vomit. We're just going stream of consciousness, like as if I were journaling, because I'm having loads and loads of thoughts right now, and I just think that other people might be thinking these same things. All right. I'm just like feeling like I don't even want to use the word loser, but I'm feeling bored. I'm feeling like, what am I doing with my life? And one, I think that comes from going on social media. Now, I did delete Instagram. I don't have the app, but I do have a little loophole because I go on Safari on my phone and then I go on Instagram. And I use this account where no one's following me and I'm not following anyone. But, oh wait, no, that's a lie. No one's following me, but I am following the celebrities I like to keep up with. But that's still not great because they are also posting highlights of their life. And obviously celebrities do great things with their lives. So anyway, you just see them looking all healthy, looking all pretty, doing whatever. And I'm just like, well, I'm sitting here in my bedroom alone. Don't know how I'm going to get through the day. Don't know what I'm going to do with my time today. And I know it's going to be hard. And obviously their lives, it's not like they don't struggle, but that's just where I'm at. I know I need to get off of it. I need to stop going on it in the morning, but you just can't help but feel like, man, people are looking happy and healthy, and I don't feel that way. And then just the people I'm surrounded by in my life right now, like, I don't know. I think because you don't spend as much time with anyone else as you do with yourself, so you're mind just automatically makes assumptions about their lives, like, or not, it's the lack of evidence. It's the lack of evidence to be able to see what their real life looks like, and I bet it looks a lot more similar to mine than I think. So, I don't know, my sister, she's talking to this guy right now. I'm like, oh, that's so fun and fresh and flirty for her, but I'm also like, okay, well, I don't know, I think it's just that common trope of someone that is maybe unhappy. I don't want to say I'm unhappy with my life, but, you know, there's a little bit of discontentment in there, and you see someone else enjoying it, and it's like, kind of makes you feel worse about your life. And maybe in a subconsciously jealous way, but I'm not necessarily jealous. It just, when someone else is sparkling next to you, it makes you realize how matte gray you look. Huh? Does that make sense? All right. But I think I'm, right now, I was like, okay, but we're all the same. I was connecting to my spiritual beliefs. I think that's a good thing to do. And realizing or just remembering that we're all the same, like, we're all a part of the same whole, like, we all come from the same whole, as in whole. We're all coming from the same thing. None of us are, the only difference between us is like our souls. And I don't know if souls is religious, that's the word I continually use. I feel like that's a very religious thing, even though I'm not religious, but I do believe in souls. So anyway, just our, the root being of us, and everything else is kind of just bullshit. Like how pretty someone is, their style, if they have a hot boyfriend or girlfriend or hot partner, if they have a super successful job, if they have no financial problems, if they vacation in the hottest spots, if they, et cetera, you know, like have the coolest opportunities, whatever. Like all of that is just not really who any of us are. And so I think I'm trying to remember that now. Like no matter how glamorous someone's life looks like, it's not really them, because we are all equals. We all are the same. And so what everyone's life looks like isn't really representative of who they are. I mean, I believe in us all being individual souls, but coming from the same power, like whatever highest power that I envision, we are all almost a part of that, or at least connected to it. And so at the root, we're all the same. And what we look like on a superficial level or on the surface level, it's not really saying anything about us. It's definitely easy to get misguided on what makes you feel like you're doing enough and worthy enough, or like you're doing a good job in general, when, I mean, to connect to your truest self, I mean, no one does that in a social setting, and not even social. Like, say you're, like, I think when I say social setting, I think we think large settings, like going out to dinner with friends. But even when you're with a very close friend where everything's are very comfortable, even then, you're not really connected to your truest self. And I think the only time you really can be is when you're by yourself and you are focused while keeping an open mind, like connecting to yourself. And we don't, most of our days, we're not doing that all the time. And so it's so easy to get wrapped up in our human lives. And I think that if we didn't get wrapped up in our human trifles, then we would go crazy, because we are living a human experience. So, ooh, why does this feel good? I feel like talking about things, reframing things from a spiritual lens, really makes me feel good, because I get so caught up in trifles. Yeah, but it is so easy to want what other people have, and looking at them and feeling like you need to achieve stuff to get closer to what other people have. And it's not even like you envy the entire life of one person, and maybe you do, but usually it's little things from everyone's life. And so imagine if you were in their shoes, and say you did have a super hot significant other and your relationship was so fun, honeymoon phase, but that was the only thing that people really took away from your life. Like that was the thing that they wish they had from you. That's not all your life is. You still have other defining characteristics in a superficial way, right? And so even that person is looking all around them and selectively picking out the things that they would want in other people's lives. My point is, it's so selective in what we pick. It almost feels like every person we look at has all these things. But really, it's you're picking out one thing or a few things from their life when you're not looking at their whole picture. And I'm sure people do the same with you. They look at you and they see something and they pick that thing from your life and they're like, I wish my life looked like that. And because we know so many people, it feels like everyone is doing doing life just better than us, and their life is so much more fun and they feel healthier than us, when we're not really looking at the whole picture of each individual person. So I think it's easy to get carried away, and that's something I'm seeing in this moment right now. Like, do you get what I mean? It's looking at that singular thing that you want from them, but not taking in account of the things that they probably don't like about their life that doesn't make them happy. And I think everyone wants to display this happiest picture of them to everyone else, because talking about the bad things in your life is almost taboo or embarrassing to people you're not as close with. And the people that we are really close with, I mean, that's a smaller number compared to the people that we know on a more surface level. So, I mean, just think about that. The only way we're going to be happy, it doesn't matter what you have in a tangible way, in a materialistic way, in a distinguishable, like measurable way. It's always going to come back to our relationship with ourself and our mind and our body. And I always say that people are wrong when they say that what they want in life, like everyone wants to be happy in life. That's everyone's goal, but it's not. That's not achievable at all. And it's actually contentment and peace and serenity that everyone is really chasing. And the only way you're gonna get that is, I mean, in my opinion, with your mind. If when you have and body, but I think, yeah, they're both very connected. But when you have that state of peace within your being, that is when you'll be at your happiest, or not even happiest. I think, that's a funny topic, happiness. But just having that acceptance and contentment in your mind, and not being in a place of want. And I think gratitude definitely helps that. I definitely want to talk about this topic in another episode, in what peace/happiness really is, because I think people try to use them interchangeably and it's not the same. So, yeah. Anyway, how am I going to go on my day from here? I've been laying in bed for quite a bit, and I would like to get on a routine, because I think someone being depressed, it's easy to want to stay in bed when you don't have something like a routine holding you accountable for getting out of bed and doing the things that will feel good for you. It makes it really easy to just be like, well, I don't have anywhere to be. I'm gonna just lay in bed and watch some TV or, you know. And there are days when you really do want to take it easy because you're so tired, but that's not how I feel right now. Right now, I just have no motivation to get outside, but it will be good for me. Like, even though laying in bed can be a great thing for rest and the days that you need it, I know that I'm gonna feel like shit if I do it all day, if I choose to do that. Why? Because my body's gonna hurt and feel all achy, and I'm not gonna be able to get my endorphins by going on a walk or doing some exercise, and I'll probably get more anxious and in my head if I just stay still. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna get up after this and do the thing that my later self will thank me for, because I know what it'll feel like if I do the easy thing right now. I had all these other thoughts like spilling from my mind, and I think that was the main thing I was taking away. Yeah. No one's life is what it looks like. And I think everyone's goal will be finding peace within themselves. Just remember, we are all the fucking same. No one's life can be better than yours. If you got that peace of mind, that is all you need. So Sanka, remember that no one's better than you. You're not better than anyone else. We're all basically the same. Equals. So. Okay. Well, hope that was a nice little reminder for you, maybe. It was a nice reminder for me. So just a quick chat. Hope you have a jolly good day. Go skipping outside, man. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to skip up and down my driveway. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people don't skip more often. I think we're all too scared. But actually, like, too scared of other people seeing us. But actually, I think it's a definite mood booster. Okay. We'll talk soon. And I don't know what else to say. I'm really bad at saying bye. Like, I hate hanging up FaceTime calls and everything. Okay. I have nothing else to say. Except I hope that I can send you positive energy today. I'm sending some out right now and it's waiting for you to collect it. Bye.